Time now for your comments and a correction. Yesterday, I spoke with New Yorker editor David Remnick about President Obama's decision to release his long-form birth certificate this week. In introducing the discussion, I misspoke, saying that some are still not convinced the president is a naturalized citizen. What I meant to say is that though Mr. Obama was born in the U.S., some are still not convinced the president is a native-born citizen.
Following this week's devastating tornadoes, we spoke with Reginald Epps. He's a fireman outside of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. His oldest son was sucked out of their house by a tornado, but then walked back home, relatively unharmed, after the storm.
When we was in the ER, the nurses come back in the room, and they said, "You have a wonderful kid." I said, "Well, what happened?" I said, "I know he's great." She said, "Well, he was telling us what happened." And he said he went up, and he said he just floated back down to the ground. He said, "I saw the light. Those flashlights that I had early in my hands," said he saw the beams of those lights, and he walked back to them. That's why he found us.
Well, Mr. Epps' story moved many listeners, including Bob Perkins of Seattle. He writes this, "Wow, when the detritus hits the fan, I want Reginald Epps on my team. His calm, his resilience, his faith, his humility, his love for his family shone like a golden light through my car radio on Interstate 5 yesterday."
Finally, kudos for our coverage yesterday of the royal wedding, rather for the music we used to follow that coverage. Jeff LaRiviere of Westfield, Massachusetts writes, "An instrumental version of White Wedding at the bottom of the royal wedding story, you cheeky little monkeys. Cheers."
And please keep your letters coming. Go to our website and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.